Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Just think. I got a thing that I got to do.
All right.
Just a thing. I just said, hey, you guys want to, let's get it going because, you know, I got a thing I got to.
And he's like, what are you going to do? What
no,
is your thing?
I'd like to know about your thing.
I'm not going to tell you. It's not something that is something I want to share.
I have a thing too, Greg. It's okay.
We both have things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can have things.
Roadkill doesn't need to know about all of our things.
No, I wanted to make sure that your thing was okay, that if you, I didn't know if you needed help with your thing.
I'm not buying that. I think you're saying that. I don't think you really give a shit about my thing.
If your thing is legit.
It's legit.
Okay.
Okay? Right. I don't have to...
But that's exactly what somebody would say if it was.
I know, but my thing, I don't say... if I want to leave, I just say, we're leaving.
Yeah.
I don't really go, I got to come up with a thing
as
to
why I'm leaving. Yeah, you're pretty
honest. You know, yeah. Pretty honest.
And yeah, just...
It's the only way I can be. I mean, if you start... I'm not good at lying, and then you get caught up in it, and I forget that I lied, and I'm, you know what I mean? So I just don't. I don't lie to Valerie. I don't lie. I don't.
I'm not laughing about that. But the other night, Amy and I are watching, I think it's called CSI Vegas, and we're watching up from the beginning. I really enjoy this one.
Mm-hmm.
And on there, it was a guy that had two families.
Mm. That happens a lot in these law and orders and stuff.
And Amy's like, oh my God. And then she's like,
Is that the Vegas one?
Yes.
They're all doing it out there.
And
yeah,
I go,
that's what they do.
Freaking Nevada, Utah, it's crazy.
She's like, have you ever thought about that? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah. Life's not busy enough right now that I thought about juggling two women to make them happy.
Doubling the problems.
I'm like,
right?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
She's like, no, I just mean, you know, like for them to write an episode about this, it must be a, you know, with some people, a thing. And I'm
wait a minute. Didn't we do that?
I think so.
I bet there's no one listening who had someone in their family had two families, a secret,
mm-hmm.
and they called. Didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah, it's creepy, man.
Yeah, I'm like.
It's creepy.
How, when, where? How?
Yeah.
Well, you have the afternoon. I'm like, I have the afternoon. If you put that little thing on my phone, you're probably going to see I'm on the couch.
Yeah.
Or I'm walking in the cemetery.
And that's
or
why.
Or playing my drums.
You guys gave me crap because I have Valerie. My family all has the Find a Friend app, right? So I can see where Tyler, Caitlin, and Valerie and my brother are at all times. I'm not looking unless I'm like, hey, I wonder if my brother's home. I'm going to go swing over. You know what I mean? But you guys give me crap about that. And I'm like, what am I hiding? I got nothing to hide. Look, Greg's out in the woods next to a pond. What do you think he's doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I just, look, I have a buddy of mine. Oh, you don't tell her about that. She doesn't know I bought that. I'm like, okay.
And Amy the other day, I got to tell you something. Did you buy another drum set? No, honey. No, I wanted to tell you about something that I discovered in the yard. No, I didn't buy another drum set, and nor would I, because it I don't I'm good.
But you have in the
past.
But I have.
Yeah,
yes.
You have.
But right now, like you know, saving my money for the furnace, which is getting done. I'd like to do possibly a water heater after that. I'm like, I got other things that, you know.
Yeah. See, the thing about if you start getting into that stuff lying, I'm not saying you were into it, but I mean, if you're like, then you have to live with the shadow. Like, you're going to get judged by who you used to be and not who you are.
And the other thing is,
right?
You have to remember that lie. Because women have the memory. No, you said it was at 11. You didn't say it was at 10. You know, it's like, okay, I might have been a little off, but they remember everything. So if you're going to lie, you have to, like, program that lie in your head that if you're tired, you're angry, you're whatever, you have to remember. I could never be a spy. You can't remember everything.
Dude, that's why I don't lie. Because why worry about it? Or save myself the problem? Just be honest. Bang.
Yeah.
Honey, listen, I have a method, okay? Like, I don't spend a lot of money, all right? I don't. I just if I want something, I make sure we save up and I got it or whatever. Or I make the means to have it, to be able to get it. So I don't sit there and go, hey, honey, can I buy this? I'm like, honey, I just want you to know.
I did get this.
I'm going to be getting this. I need one. This is why I'm not going to be getting it. I'm not asking permission. I'm telling her I'm doing it.
Yeah, I don't buy anything big. So, like, he'll be like, is that another new dress? And I say, yep, guess the price.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like $6. Yeah. I'm not telling him that I'm spending $6.
When you come home, I guess Amy calls it, do you want to check out my haul? I want to check out your what? What I bought today. Want to see what I bought?
My haul?
Yeah, check out my haul.
Haul of goods.
Haul of goods today. No. So, and I'm like.
I don't say that.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want this one to work.
Yeah.
So you go, I would love to see it. Okay, yeah. Well, so I got this for my hair. Mm-hmm. Mm. Now, listen, I don't know if you noticed, Jesus. But.
I don't want to do that.
The shower curtain.
Yep.
I thought was getting a bit shabby. I hope you don't mind. I got this one without, you know, okay. I don't care.
I know.
Some candles.
I know.
I mean, I didn't go too crazy smell-wise.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I don't.
You're standing in front of the TV, honey.
I just lying just creates more, and I'm not perfect. Don't get me wrong; that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I'm too bad at it. I'll screw it up. I'll definitely get caught in a lie, and I'll go shit. I'm caught. I'm bagged, and that's worse.
Yeah, I don't know if
I'm just telling the truth.
Yeah, I've not gotten caught in a lie because I haven't lied.
You get caught in forgetting when you swear you remembered or were told something else.
100%.
And then sometimes they think you're lying. So no, I thought that's what the day was.
Yeah. No, I get it. 100%. And it's slowly getting worse, not because I'm getting older and I'm forgetting. I think it's slowly getting worse because I don't care as much about things that aren't important. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that I don't care. I care. Are you kidding me? I care about a lot of things, but you know, what the memory of what we're supposed to be doing two Saturdays from now, I don't need to know it until that week. You know what I mean? Like, don't you remember that we said we were going to go out with Billy and Marsha?
You do need to know it before a week.
Well, I mean, like, I know we're going out with Billy and Marsha, but I didn't know it was on the 27th. And why do I have to worry about it on the 27th if today's the 13th? Like, I don't, that's the stuff I don't hold on to.
Because you might double book, that's why.
I've never double booked in my life, Kelly.
Okay.
Laura,
I've double booked.
Anything
a lot.
To say about the double book?
I've double booked a lot.
You do such a great job.
Yeah, I can't help it. I can't be. I got my flaws. Okay, everybody's got their flaws. You got yours. Scotty has his.
Yep.
Kelly doesn't have any though. It's all good. There was one thing I put aside here. Speaking of men and women, there's a couple things Laura has cooking on a budget coming up in just a little bit. It's hard to ask Laura a question about this because she's a woman of limited number-wise experience, right? Mm-hmm. One of the complaints that women have is that men fall asleep right after.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a common thing, and I'm sure it hasn't happened to you two stallions.
It's cuddle time.
Yeah.
I'm let's do it again.
Yeah. He's ready.
He's ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're pumping iron. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Falling asleep is
fall asleep.
Yeah. Kelly doesn't either because it's cuddle time. He wants to cuddle.
Yeah.
You really don't. You don't like fall asleep after you don't feel the urge to fall asleep?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was. I honestly thought it was the endorphins that women have. It makes us more hyperactive and it makes men get like a drowsy thing.
You're exactly right. That's the article that I have. Turns out men aren't actually to blame, as the case with many of our body's reactions. It comes down to a cocktail of neurotransmitters. Scotty was just talking about neurotransmitters today.
Yes, I was.
During one of the breaks. After climaxing, we know that our brains release a whole cocktail of neurotransmitters and feel-good hormones like dopamine, oxytocin, aka the love hormone. Scott Kelly was talking about that.
About what he wanted to put it in me.
No, he loves to make a hormone. Also, prolactin and vasopressin. It's a combination of these chemicals that help us feel relaxed at ease. Men feel it differently. So falling asleep or feeling the need to fall asleep right after sex, which sometimes leaves the other partner feeling lonely and detached because the man falls asleep.
That's why you cuddle.
Is not the man's fault.
Right.
Is what I'm saying.
But didn't I just cuddle you? You got the bonus cuddle.
Didn't you start with the cuddle?
That's not, well, no, you're not starting.
You got the bonus cuddle.
That's not a cuddle.
What, do you have a starter's pistol? You're running right from the starting game?
No, but that's not called cuddling. It's called foreplay.
No, I know, but the cuddling leads to the foreplay. Cuddling is where the foreplay starts. The germinate. It germinates. It sort of simmers, and then it gets into the cuddling. Like the Kelly, then it goes into the, what you said there.
Yeah,
whatever it's called. The cuddling. Are you a big cuddler? How long do you cuddle after?
I'm not going to divulge too much information.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. Is it a long
period
of time?
Well, until your arm, you know, gets
falls
all
asleep,
caked up and you got to move.
What do you mean
positions?
By caked up? Yeah. Did you say caked up?
Yeah. You know. Yeah, when you get see your arm gets, yeah, you fall asleep, whatever, you get uncomfortable. Yeah, yeah. It makes sense. It's perfect. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I don't mean roll, leave the place.
I'm not much of a cuddler.
I mean roll over.
I'm not much of a cuddler.
See, I pictured you being like just a cuddle.
Come here.
I love to cuddle with Valerie and stuff like that, but I'm not, you know, I'm not going to. I don't know. Some dudes, like, they see the woman sleeping on their chest. No.
You could do that for a while, a little bit, nope. And then it's get uncomfortable.
We're both the same, so it's fine.
Yeah, right to plow town.
You know, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, I don't.
Two you want to Bangville.
I'm here to do two things, one of them is fuck.
Does Amy lay on your chest?
No.
Okay,
no.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not. I don't want. No.
Yeah.
No. And nor am I going to lay on. Do you do that?
Very rare.
Right.
I don't have time for that.
I'm not talking about comfort.
Is it safe to say
about comfort.
The attitude that we get from you here at work sometimes, like, hey, time's money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's same thing at home.
It permeates your life.
Sometimes. Sometimes it's like, okay, if I have time, then you might get a head on the chest.
Yeah.
Usually it's, I have only so much time in the day.
Well, I also think,
accomplish it all.
I also think that, look, I mean, my wife and I have been together for 32 years. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And there was a time when maybe we did do that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? But then things
before
changed.
Before kids, there was a lot more time.
And it's okay that it changes. You know, everything, your whole life, everything about you changes. You know, I mean, we're touchy-feely in other ways now than we did before. But it kind of means the same thing, isn't it? I mean, don't relationships evolve?
Yes, they do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But sometimes it is weird because you're like, maybe it's changed for one more than the other at times.
Well, you got to communicate.
Do you know what I mean?
Got to communicate.
Like, hey, you at some point are you going to touch it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just for peeing. I mean,
I don't know if
come
you
over and get your pole on. I mean, what's happening? Are you allergic to this now?
I'm the only one that is laughing.
I know
sometimes.
That's funny. I know once a month you get your allergy shots, but
that's
is it? Don't be scared of the worm.
Are you allergic to it now? I don't understand. All right. Well, anyway, no. It was just an article I thought was kind of funny, and Laura
we got proof now.
Laura hit on it that she was right. Laura knew it's not men's fault.
So give me a print copy of that. We have printed proof now.
Yes. Yeah. You can post that on the fridge or whatever. What else is there going on? Oh God. Passengers aboard a transoceanic flight were likely bedraggled after flying for hours across the Atlantic Ocean, only for the plane to turn around and return halfway through their trip. It occurred on Monday morning on a British Airways flight traveling from London to Houston, a trip slated to take 10 hours and 20 minutes. Boeing had been in the air for around 5 hours and was approaching the coast of Newfoundland when the aircraft was forced to divert due to a minor technical issue. I mean, aren't you there? You're almost there. Shut the engines down, glide it in, Chief.
Yeah.
But that's not what happened. They had to fly back across the ocean to London. By the time, by the end of their 9-hour sky odyssey, they've flown 4,833 miles. I got to tell you, if it's moving, I can be okay. But I had to sit on the tarmac once for like 3 hours, and I was ready to go nutty.
Because you don't feel like you're making any progress.
Yeah.
If you're in the plane, you're like, all right, we're making progress.
Yeah,
we're
getting
closer.
Yeah, but 9 hours, and you still hadn't got to where you're going? That's why I don't want to go to Australia. I'd love to visit Australia. How much is it? 20 hours on a plane? Something insane?
Right. It is nuts.
I don't know. You could get deep vein thrombosis. That'll kill you.
Oh,
what could you get?
I never thought of that.
It's a real thing.
What he said.
From sitting down, deep vein thrombosis. It's like it gives you a blood clot and it goes up to your brain and kills you. or something like that.
I don't want that.
Look it up. I don't know. Look it up. I'm not Google.
We'll do what Gary Player used to do. He, famous golfer, still out there doing it. They figure he's probably flown more than any other athlete in the world, from South Africa to golfing events in Europe to the United States. He'll work out.
Yeah, on the plane.
Power walking, and also get do some push-ups, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. He's got a routine.
Private plane?
Not in the old days. Mm-hmm. Maybe now, but certainly not for many years.
Yeah. You know? I just don't know how you power walk on unless you're going up and down the aisle, and then you're that guy, you know. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. It is Thursday, and on Thursdays, Laura saves you money.
Cooking on a budget. Yes, indeed, if you're cooking on a budget. Now, Laura says that full price, that's just for fools. Because Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
So welcome to the Market Shoppers, where you get more for your dollar. Okay, shoppers? Hey, a special happy birthday shout-out to our employee of the week. He's never gotten the month. He could never string 5 days together without being late. Scott McMullen, happy birthday to the kid.
Thank you.
He's over there in the deli department pounding the salami. It's what he does, shoppers, but nobody's better after him. Also, Kelly Brown, who is he's working the mop patrol. Drop pickles in aisle two, Kelly. Let's hit that, please. Yeah. Kelly Brown, the pride of Seabrook, New Hampshire shoppers. Hey, Bubba, and ladies and gentlemen, a woman who works hard for her money, and she also saves you money with this weekly segment she does, which you can read all about on her page at morningbuzz.com, shoppers. Would you welcome, please, the illustrious, the lovely, the sensuous, the vivacious, the bodacious, ta-tas, ladies and gentlemen, of Laura J. Boyce with Cooking on a Budget.
Okay, as always, start with Greg and his food sale of the week. If he heads over to Shaw's, swordfish are on sale, $8.99 a pound, which is a great deal.
Just had one the other day.
Love swordfish on the grill. Put some cracked pepper and fresh lemon.
Swordfish is the only fish that kind of feels like meat.
You're having like a steak. It's hearty.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
Kelly, your beer sale of the week: Harpoon, Dogfish Head, Voodoo Ranger, and Tuckerman are the $14.99 beers that.
I had a Mark couple Best. Harpoons last night.
Roadkill Sweet of the week. It's not really a dessert, but I can see you drinking this at Shaw's. They have True Moose Star Wars Blue Milk.
Nice.
$2 for $5 for your half gallons. Those at Shaw's. Kayla's Picky Food Sale of the Week. She can send Cass over to Market Basket to get her cottage cheese singles. $5 for $5. Hannaford, she loves cottage cheese.
I know.
Hannaford, your sales end on Saturday. You have your top round London broil, $3.99 a pound. Your whole bone-in pork butt, 99 cents a pound. Drumsticks or thighs, 99 cents a pound. 2 pound strawberries or 18 ounce blueberries, $3.99. Fresh Express salad kits, $2 for $5. Boneless sirloin tips, $9.99 a pound. Gold sweet potatoes, 79 cents a pound, and zucchini and summer squash at 99 cents a pound. Now if you go over to Aldi, where your sales began on Wednesday, you have your 2 pound bag of lemons for $2.89. A pineapple, $1.79, multicolored peppers, 3-pack, $2.39. Strawberries there for $1.89 a pound. Red grapes, 99 cents a pound. Mini cucumbers, $1.89 for the 16-ounce package. Fresh family chicken drumsticks, 99 cents a pound. Your fresh family pack chicken breast, $2.19 a pound. Petite sirloin steak, $6.99 a pound. We have your pork belly, $2.99 a pound. I love a good pork belly. Really good in like a fried rice and with pineapple and make it crispy. It's so good.
My nephew does pork bellies at his restaurant, Divergent Dover, that are just
great.
Like it's a meal.
Yeah,
it's an app, but it's a meal. It's so good. They're delicious.
Beef sirloin steak, $6.99 a pound. Your ribeye steak, $11.99 a pound. 80% lean ground beef, $3.79 a pound. Sweet chili lime chicken skewers, still only $7.49. I buy these like once a week now. The kids just love them. And your pork spare ribs, $1.79 a pound. Now, if you go over to Shaw's, where your sales start on Friday, they're doing a couple different sales. They're doing a for-you sale, 3 days only, celebrating the Father's Day holiday. We have your boneless chicken breast or thighs, $1.97 a pound. Your beef New York strip steak or your lamb loin chops, $5.97 a pound. California peaches, plums, and nectarines, only $1.77 a pound. Sweet corn, Kelly, 17 cents each. They limit you to eight, but that's a great deal. And your premium Italian sausage, Nathan's Beef Franks. Nathan's, is that the sponsor?
Yep.
Okay, they're on sale, Kelly, if you want to suck back some dogs this weekend. And your Hormel Black Label Bacon, $3.97. the just this for you sale where you need the app, but it goes on all week long. You have your pork St. Louis style ribs and your boneless pork center cut chops, $1.77 a pound. Cooked shrimp or your raw shrimp at $5.97 a pound. Your Lucerne bar, shredded or sliced cheese, $1.77. Your Yoplait Go-Gurt, General Mills cereal, which includes your Cheerios, your Nature Valley granola bars, or your Betty Crocker fruit snacks, only $1.87. Excuse me. Your Utz potato chips, tortillas, Bachmann snacks, Planters peanuts, Skippy peanut butter, and I love the Skippy, and your Quaker rice cakes. Greg likes the rice cakes, only $1.97. They limit you to four each, which is another great deal. And for Kelly Brown and your mom, Ben and Jerry's ice cream, $2.47 each. They limit you to four.
Oh, today I can get the ice cream out of the freezer.
Oh, about time. I only bought it for her birthday. Budweiser, Bud Light, Miller Lite, or Coors Light, 30 packs, only $15.99. Your Sam Adams at Shaw's, Kelly, $12.99. They limit you to one, so you're not getting it because I am, because you don't go to Shaw's. And your McUltra, $15.99. Other deals there, Shaw's, the must buy three, limit you to three on chips, the Ritos, Lay's kettle chips, Ruffles, and Smart Food popcorn at $2.49. Your Breyers ice cream, your Klondike, your gelato, buy two, get two free. Pepsi or Schweppes seltzers, 12 packs, buy two, get two free. Your Entenmann's full line is buy one, get one free. Cookies, buy one, get one free. Your Refreshed Spring Water 24 pack. Or your Polar Seltzerade 8-packs, $2.77. Thomas's swirl bread or croissant bread. I've never tried croissant bread. Has anybody tried it?
I don't think so.
I bet it's good.
I don't know.
I don't mind every once in a while
a croissant,
but they're very, as in we, I know, flaky, and they get like all over the place. So like later on when the sun comes out and you look and you're like, did I get any of my breakfast in the mouth?
Yeah.
Well, they buy one, get one free. So Coca-Cola 12-pack, buy two, get one free. And sirloin tips there at Shaw's at $9.99 a pound. Now, if you are looking for sirloin tips for dad, I know I said $9.99 a pound at Hanford and Shaw's, but at Market Basket, only $8.99 a pound. So save $1 a pound by going there. Plus, you're live and kicking lobsters. Cheapest you're going to get this week, starting on Sunday, is at Market Basket. That's at $6.99 a pound. And your main steamer clams, $5.99 a pound. Chicken breast there, $2.49 a pound. Your large eggs, two for $4. Seedless cucumbers, 79 cents each. 2-pound strawberries package, $3.99. Your Idaho potatoes, $1.99 for your 5-pound bag. Sarkis solid white tuna, $5 for $5. Jessica's Tuscan bread, giving you a sale again, $3.69. Entenmann's Little Bites, two for $5. Your quality potato salads there at Market Basket. Kelly, I see you probably buying those.
What's in a blue moon?
Yeah, they're on sale, $2.99. You have your home style, your state fair, redskin, egg and potato, and your baked potato salad.
Do a German potato salad?
No, they don't have a German. Right. And then your Purdue breaded chicken nuggets or cutlets, so Kayla or Roquel can get their dino nugs. Like my kids, two for $5. Recipes this week, I have enchilada pie. Just love enchiladas and put it in a skillet and bake it. Really good. And camping season this week is foil-packed chorizo and squash. It's a mix of chorizo sausage with zucchini, summer squash, little cherub tomatoes that just pop on that heat, and a little bit of cilantro, lime, Greek yogurt sauce to drizzle on top. Mm. All that is up there.
Very nice. It's there for you, ladies and gentlemen. So go enjoy it, please. And enjoy the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow at about 5:30. Another big show. Scotty's going to be hungover, I'm sure.
Scotty.
Kelly Brown will come in smelling like motor oil and musk. I don't know what's going to happen. Like, that's my prediction. And Laura will be in spreading joy to the world. That's what she does. Right? So we will see you then, 5:30 to 10. Thanks for hanging with us today.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.